talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Stepped on a pop top, cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar and salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own damn fault.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song is by Jimmy Buffett, as you know, Margaritaville, and he's playing tonight on Daniel Island. This was kind of a strange thing. Usually they announce concerts well in advance, put tickets on sale well in advance, and tickets went on sale, I think, this past Monday, and for a show that's happening 6 days later tonight. So, kind of interesting. I know he likes that venue. He played there a couple of years ago, Credit One Stadium on Daniel Island. So we thought we would mention that for today's home theme song. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Paige Taylor. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every February, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every October. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions. Also, Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. And Crosby Creations Home Designs can help you draw house plans, whether it's for a remodel, an addition, or building a new home. A very interesting interview there. And then finally, we hear from Charleston Home and Design Magazine's own Lauren Zayfort. She is an account manager with us here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And we're going to take a look inside our magazine about how Lauren helps local businesses grow their sales. Well, have you picked up the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine? If you haven't, we've got about another month and a half or so before we get our next issue out, our summer issue. But there's some great content inside Charleston Home and Design Magazine, our spring issue. In our spring issue, we focus on bathroom projects. So we've got some amazing, about 60 or so local bathroom projects. And the great thing about what we do in Charleston Home and Design Magazine is we let our readers know who is responsible for the project. So sometimes you're looking through a national magazine and you see something you like, but you don't know who provided it. It was some company out in San Francisco or something. We tell you exactly where who did the work and where the materials came from here locally. So if you like that look, you can follow up and contact those local companies and say, hey, I saw you in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and I like that tile or that bathroom that you remodeled, whatever. The other big feature we have in our spring issue is on lighting fixtures. And so lighting, we're getting ready to change out some lighting in our house, and it's going to make a dramatic difference. So it doesn't require a huge amount of remodeling, just changing out the lighting. And we asked local lighting companies, local lighting showrooms, what some of their best sellers were. So we're passing that on to you. So check it out, the spring issue of Charleston Home and Design magazine, and have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions. How you doing, Jacqueline?
Good. How about you?
Good, good. Jacqueline, take a moment and tell everyone about Advanced Window Fashions.
Yeah, of course. So Advanced Window Fashions is here located in Mount Pleasant. We actually are celebrating our 20-year anniversary this month, so we have been around for a good while. We do custom window treatments. We can do anywhere from shade, shutters, to even drapery, bedding. We even have a little bit of a furniture line now. But we've been here in the Lowcountry serving the Tri-County area for a good bit. We're Charleston's original Hunter Douglas Gallery as well. So we have a full showroom that you could come check out.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. A lot of it's actually kind of rare for a window treatment company to have a bricks and mortar showroom, and a lot of companies will have mobile showrooms that go to your house. Does Advanced Window Fashion also take samples to people's houses if they want to set up an appointment that way?
Yeah, absolutely. We come out for free consultations, but I mean, having that whole brick and mortar, it's nice because you can come in and you can actually see our showroom and feel and touch the products, but also know how to learn how to operate them. We can bring samples in home and be able to let you see and kind of give you an idea, but it's also really nice to be able to have in a sense, a life-size version of it. But yeah, we absolutely come out with samples. You can pick different colors. We highly recommend coming into the showroom first so that you can make a small selection, and then we come out to you for sure because we want to do the final measures. We want to be liable for that. But also when it comes to picking products, our lights are different, our surroundings are different, so we want to make sure we pick up the colors and those fabrics that are within your room, so that it really gives you that true visualization of what it's going to look like.
Exactly. A showroom, that's a very common thing. A showroom's lighting is different from your own home's lighting, and sometimes different products, whether it be tile or flooring or whatever, look a little bit different in a showroom, for example, than in your own home. And that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. When you have your furniture or your tile, your flooring, all of those colors pull out of the fabrics for what we're bringing out to you. So when you're here in our showroom and we just have the plain colors, things like that, you don't really get to see what colors are being pulled out of that material that you're picking.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes sense. But it is a big advantage for Advanced Window Fashion to be able to invite customers into your showroom, and so we encourage people who might be in the market for window treatments to definitely visit Advanced Window Fashions in Mount Pleasant. But also, I wanted to ask you, when you do that site visit and you're walking through a homeowner's house, do homeowners ever Did they pick one style of window treatments for the entire house, or does it change based on like the position of the house and whether they're getting a lot of southern exposure, a lot of sunlight all day, for example, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so people do sometimes like to keep it the same, the consistency. It really depends on what style they're going for. But we also like to change up products within different areas because each house, sometimes they're facing south, sometimes that house is facing west, and there's a difference in the sun exposure that they're getting, or even maybe sound, things like that if they're on the street. So certain products are better than others. You always want to find something that complements each other and maybe try to keep it in the same style on the when you look at it from outside per se, it looks consistent on the outside, but you can absolutely change products up. And majority of the products, they have a feature, or maybe not a feature, but they are able to look similar from the outside, such as maybe shutters. People are familiar with shutters or blinds. You can do the same size louver or blind and change it up in the rooms, because maybe one room is good for a shutter versus a blind in another. But also then you have soft products such as a Silhouette that has a louver look, but it's softer. It's not as harsh in the room. And from the outside visualization, it's going to still give you that louver look. So Definitely change it up. Each room, people love to change up the style of each room. They have something modern or more contemporary in another room, something of that nature, or even just colors. It's always okay to change it up for sure. If it's in one big open area, we try to keep it the same, but that's totally up to the person. They're the one living in that home.
Right. A long time ago, I remember hearing that sometimes people will put like plantation shutters on the front of their house only, just because it gives that appearance as though they have the shutters throughout the house. Do people still do that?
Oh, yeah, people do. They like to have that consistency up front. We definitely have a lot of people that on that front street shutters. They're like, I've had shutters, I love shutters, I want that. And then they find a different product, such as a honeycomb for the back, something that may be even a little less cost effective in the house as well for that area.
Right. What about...
Sorry,
go ahead.
I was just going to say one thing, like asking for products. We had a client recently in Somerville that they had two different products in the same room. One was facing the street and one was facing the side of the house, but one just needed a little bit more of that sun protection. And they really liked the idea of having the two different products. One faced the front of the street, so it looked consistent with that, where the side of the house nobody saw. And the colors coordinated. They, Hunter Douglas allows products to have a coordination feature in their colors. So it worked really cool. And it was really neat to see the two different products in one room. Yeah. Most people don't do that.
Yeah. And what would, if someone is concerned about their wood flooring or maybe some of their upholstered furniture fading when they get a lot of sunlight, which is a natural that happens. You may have wood floors, and if you ever move an area rug, you'll notice there's a difference in the color of your wood floors, for example. So,
yeah, absolutely. Even this artwork in the house too, you know, they have products such as the honeycomb. It really blocks out the sun. That will help with that heat as well. There's screen shades that are out there, so it gives you that UV protection, but maybe you still have a view and you want to be able to see out. You have the Silhouette, which is that soft louver product. It has a screen in front and the back, so it allows you to filter the light, help with that harsh UV protection or blockage, and then protect your floors, but it still allows you to see out, because, you know, here in South Carolina or Charleston specifically, right, we buy the house for the view, so you don't want to cover that up, but you definitely want to protect the inside of your house, and Hunter Douglas has really good products for that.
Gotcha. Okay, well, that was my next question, is what if you got a spectacular view, but you still want some protection, and what was the type of window treatment style that you would suggest for that?
Depending on the size of the window, you could do anything from a screen shade to a Silhouette. Screen shade is just a flat fabric. It allows you to see out. It gives you a certain percentage of UV protection, depending on what you want to protect. Or the Silhouette has that louver look. There's also a Pirouette. All three of those products allow you to still get the view that you want, but give you that UV protection.
Gotcha. What if I'm trying to think of all these different scenarios that you may, I'm sure you have answers to, like, I remember I had a friend who was a nurse, and she worked the night shift, so she became very obsessive about getting enough sleep during the day. Yeah. What do you suggest if someone, you know, wants to create that cave-like atmosphere in their bedroom, for example?
Oh, I have a great product. So Hunter Douglas has a product called the Duet, and they have a system with it that has tracks. So it completely takes away all light gaps. It has a sleek head rail. It stacks pretty nicely, so you can still open up your window if you wanted to see out if you're home during that time period. But if you want it to be completely dark, whether you're, like you said, a nurse or maybe a media room and you really want it dark, the track system matches the head rail style, and then that shade will drop, it will lower. It can be motorized or manual, and you just lower it, and it is like it's not even daylight out. It's really, really cool. If you check out our Instagram or our Facebook, we have quite a few videos of people that have that product, and you can see how it operates, see what it looks like and what it really does. The other product we would recommend is a roller, but the Duet is a really sleek version that I would recommend mostly.
What if you're the type of person that you come home and it's goodbye pants? You
need some privacy.
You like to walk around the house, but you don't want to have to close all your window shades to be able to protect the view from people walking on the street.
Absolutely. Products have a feature called top down, bottom up. So it allows you to lower the shade from the top part of the window, but still have the coverage at the bottom. That's a really good feature. It just allows you to have that privacy if you want to, walk around in your birthday suit in a sense, but it allows a little bit of that light. Maybe you have a neighbor next door. There's certain products that can do it. We do have to be a little cautious moving forward. There's a lot of changes happening in the window treatment world where they are possibly going to eliminate that version, but right now they are a great feature. I really hope it sticks around. And there's a number of products that can do that, and that's a great option.
What if you you travel frequently and you want to give the appearance of being home even when you're away?
Absolutely. So any of the products that are here that we have can be motorized, and any of them can be even set up through Alexa or Google, any of those if you want. But you can set timers on them. So it does. It gives you that security in a sense, but it's not a full security system, obviously. But it just kind of sets timers if you want them at whatever times. You can change them, or you can just do voice activation in general for it. But everything here, whether it's our Hunter Douglas products or some of our other products that we do as well, they allow you to do motorization, so you can set those timers, give that ability. Maybe, and if it's not a security thing, you just, you want to sleep in and you don't want to get up and find the remote, you just tell Alexa or Google, say, hey, raise my shades. That's an option too.
Cool. I'm sure there's other scenarios that you've experienced in the past with people. Can you think of any off the top of your head?
Usually here we but everybody has something to do with the sound, or maybe they have the sound. That we have anything and everything as far as being able to put something in a window and be able to help cut down the sound, cut down the heat, cut down the view. You just got a nosy neighbor or something. There's features for everybody. There's just so many scenarios that are out there.
Yeah. What if you have a cat that likes to get at those
shades? Don't do silhouettes like I did, because that's a bad thing, especially if they like to get into things. But, all of our products are pet safe. But screen shades are always good. My go-to is a blind or a shutter. for them, just because you can raise it, or at least with the shutters, you can open the louvers. Mine specifically like to be able to see out the bottom, so I raise it. Honeycombs could be an option as well. They do have an ability to be able to kind of dust them down or screen shades, the same as being able to clean those. So even with the pets, and we all know there's fur, so that's an option. Mm-hmm. Plus just the ability to raise at the bottom so that they can still see out along with us seeing out.
Gotcha. And we're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you about the new fleet of vehicles that Advanced Window Fashions is acquiring now.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll be seeing that announcement here soon, but we finally have a EV sales fleet. So you'll see us come out, just helping the environment in that aspect and saving a little bit on the gas. So you'll see us around. You won't see us wrapped for the sales side, but there are some white Teslas that are going to be out and about, and that's part of our EV fleet. I think it's pretty cool.
Well, congratulations on that. And
thank you.
And you mentioned that you have some new vendors.
Yeah, so we have a couple of new vendor lines as far as window treatments. We really want to be able to market towards anybody and everybody. So sometimes a lot of people recognize Hunter, and Hunter can be a little bit of a higher price group. And so we have other vendors that can accommodate people's pricing or lead times, because that's a thing as well. We also have a little bit of a small line of furniture. So if you're looking for just little knickknacks, lamps, things like that, we can also help in that aspect, which is really cool.
Very good. Well, congratulations to Advanced Window Fashions on your 20th anniversary.
Thank you.
And that's no small feat. We have been around for about 24 years, and there's
you know all about it.
Oh yes, there's lots of ups and downs. There's no guarantees that you're going to stay in business, and so you have to do the right things every single day and treat people the right way every day. And congratulations to Advanced Window Fashions, 20th anniversary. That says a lot. We have a lot of newcomers to the area that might not recognize that Advanced Window Fashions has been around that long. And you have to have a lot of happy customers to stay in business for 20 plus years. So,
absolutely.
So way to
go. That's what we strive for.
And how can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
Absolutely. So they can search it through Google, Advanced Window Fashions. They can go to our website, advancedwindowfashions.com. You can give us a call, or you can actually text us at 843-881-8858. And we are open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, even after hours if you call us ahead of schedule. And then Saturdays are 9 to 2. Again, we can do appointments outside of those hours as well.
Well, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Jacqueline McCauley with Advanced Window Fashions. Thanks so much, Jacqueline.
Thank you, Tim.
And joining us now is Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Design. How you doing, Jody?
I'm doing well, Tim. How are you?
Good. Jody, take a moment and tell everyone about Crosby Creations Home Design.
We are a full-service architectural design firm. So we design custom homes, renovations, additions, smaller projects. If you wanted to do a pool cabana or a detached garage, maybe a barn dominium. You know, we mentioned that. We throw that word around a little bit, which is like a work live with agricultural below and living space above for those that have horses or in any kind of livestock that they want to have living below them.
You've designed a barn dominium for a client?
We've designed several. And I think oftentimes in the farmhouse architectural aesthetics, oftentimes people come to us and ask for barndos, but they're really just more of farmhouse style, where a barn dominium is really more of something that, like I said, it's an agricultural working space below with a living space above. So it's a dual purpose building. They're pretty cool.
Those are the legit barn dominiums, because some people just like they might like an industrial look, for example, or in this case, an agricultural motif they just love everything about that. That's their passion. And sometimes you might see, if someone were out west on a ranch, they might have like a saddle as a decorative object or something like that, that helps to set the tone of the space itself. And but some people actually, do the livestock live below where they're living too?
I actually have a client on John's Island. In the first phase of the project, I designed an implement barn for them and a barn dominium. So they raise, I want to say it was alpacas or llamas. I can't remember which one. Uh-huh. But the lower floor of their barn dominium is all working agricultural space. Huh. And now that's become their guest house above that barn space, and they're just about wrapped up. I've designed their main house as well. So it was a really cool process, but I've been working with those clients for about 3 or 4 years. So depending on what the scope of your project is, the design phase and the build phase can certainly maybe be a little longer than people expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about, the process, because and let me begin by asking you why if someone is looking to renovate their home, what can Crosby Creations Home Designs do to assist them versus them deciding I don't need the services of an architectural designer, I'm just gonna work with the contractor or try to come up with the plan on my own?
So I would say for anything that is a larger scope than maybe refreshing fixtures in a bathroom, you definitely need to hire an architectural designer, because there are so many aspects that go into the job. And the first thing that we do with clients is we do a feasibility. And this is all stuff that we do before we ever sign a contract, before we ever take a check. This is super important, because the worst thing for us is getting to the person's house or to the end of a project or be in the middle of the project and find out that we didn't do our due diligence to make sure that the project was feasible. And people may wonder feasible? What do you mean? How would my project not be feasible if I have the money to pay for it? And what are the other aspects that come into that? Well, if you have an older home, if it's in a flood zone, and if your home, when you get your home appraised, you're given a number for the dwelling, you're given a number for the property, and then it's collectively what your whole house and property is worth. But if you take that figure that the appraiser gives you for the house itself and you divide that by 50%, that's your maximum budget that you can permit in all of our municipalities without having to do additional things. So that does vary per municipality. And a municipality would be like, County of Charleston, Folly Beach, City of Charleston, Isle of Palms has its own municipality and that sort of thing. So everybody ranges, all of these municipalities range from different times as to what you can do in that 50%. So if I have a house that's worth $200,000, I can only spend $100,000 before I have to bring it up to current code.
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about what's commonly known as the 50% rule.
That's right. It's commonly known as the 50% rule. So if I go over that, depending on which municipality, is going to depend on how much of the house I need to bring up to current code. So, of course, the worst situation that we can get in is if you're below flood, we have to raise the house if you go over that 50%. And that can obviously squash a job, because that's a couple hundred thousand dollars sometimes to raise a house. Mm-hmm. So we have come into situations where we've been able to really work with clients and help them walk through this process, the impact of decisions that they make through each phase. So maybe we get to the point where we're like, you can't do this unless you raise the house. Well, then that either tells them that they're going to live with it the way it is. They're going to do less than 50% of the value, or they're going to sell it, or they're going to knock it down and build. And we've definitely hit every one of those scenarios. So I think it's really important to get someone on your team that's skilled and knows all of the ins and outs of where your municipality is, so that we can help walk you through the process very, very early on, because expectations are key when you're doing anything in the construction world.
And that's part of the due diligence that you mentioned before, before you take on a client. Is that right?
That is, yeah. That's all research that we do when we provide upfront with no contract and no cost. The other items that we provide upfront is zoning, just basically going through and we need a survey. Your setbacks, any easements, if your flood zone, how high you would need to be up. And this is kind of across the board with renovations and custom homes and stock plans. We provide this for free with stock plans too. If you come to me and you buy a stock plan, I'm going to do all of this for you, and it's going to be included so that I make sure that your house is not taller than what your house is allowed to be per your neighborhood or your municipality. I'm going to make sure that you meet design flood if you're in a flood zone. So these are all things. I don't feel comfortable going forward with a job unless I have all of the information that I need, and I know that I've provided you with all of the information I'm capable of providing.
And when you mentioned stock plans, you're referring to the stock plans that Crosby Creation Home Designs has on for sale to homeowners?
Yes, that's right. So on our website, crosby-creations.com, there is a purchase plans tab. You can go to that tab and you can search. We have dozens online, but we have hundreds in-house. We are trying to trickle and slowly get more of our product out there, Tim. Mm-hmm. But I would just encourage anybody, if you don't see something online that you are in love with and you're really wanting to buy a stock plan, you can reach out to us directly and we will do a customized search for you. Everything, square footage, master up, master down. You can give us your lot dimensions and your buildable area, and we will do a customized search and see how many plans we have that fit the bill and send them all to you for review.
Very good. Very good. So we just scratched the surface talking about the process, and you just detailed the kind of the due diligence where you're trying to give the homeowner as much information so that they can make an informed decision whether to go through forward with the project or not do go forward or sell the house or what have you. But once the homeowner says, okay, yes, this is we're in, we would like to work with you. Talk about some of the process, the steps that are necessary.
So when we're in the renovation or addition aspects of things, we schedule a time to come out to the field, go walk through the entire scope with the client, walk through the house, get their take on things, and then, you know, kind of give our opinion on what might be possible. Oftentimes we find folks kind of have tunnel vision if they've lived in a house for any length of time. They keep going, I want to renovate and I want to do this and I want to do this, this, and this. And once they kind of get stuck on that, they can't see past that. So we like to come in and offer a fresh perspective, but ultimately you're the boss. If that's the way you want it, that's the way you're going to get it, because we're here to serve you and give you the product that you want in the end. And then for the custom home side of things, We bring people into the office, sit down, have a 1 to 2 hour meeting, go over all of the design criteria in depth. Like I mentioned, kind of with the stock plan search, what your square footage is, your, you know, is your master going to be up or down? What components do you want in your kitchen and your bathroom? Do you want a scullery? Do you want screen porch? We just go through all of those design aspects so that we can get a full picture, and then we put pen to paper. And that's kind of the process.
And that's where the homeowner is bringing you their wish list of their, this is their dream home. And they're bringing you the wish list that has things like, I love a metal roof. I really want a metal roof. And we'd like to have an elevator, and we'd like to have this and this and this and this. And what happens when they, when you ask them about their budget, and can you tell them upfront that their wish list does not match their budget, or what they're going to need to do to increase their budget to fulfill their wish list?
Yes, I don't get too much into how much it exactly costs, because that is an impossible thing to estimate for anybody in Charleston right now. But we do definitely talk about budget. And again, those really kind of high ticket items like a metal roof, maybe a brick foundation, you know, brick over the foundation. We definitely get into, you might want to plan for shingles just in case you mm-hmm. can't afford the metal, because you might be a little bit on the heavy end of your budget. So mm-hmm. we do, you know, definitely have those conversations, and I try to lead people. And unfortunately, Tim, there's times that I talk to people and they come in and they don't have a realistic budget, and they really just don't have what they need to design and build a custom house. And I have that conversation with them, and I've definitely lost business, but I don't want to design a house that someone can't afford to build.
And that happens sometimes, right?
It absolutely happens.
I've talked to architects before homeowners that have had an architect design a home, and then they realize I can't afford to do this. And I think we've had this this conversation before about when we built our house in 2009. I kept asking the architect where, you know, how much is this going to be, and she couldn't tell me. She the plans were drawn, and it was still a big question mark whether we were going to be over budget. But that's something you can help a homeowner, maybe not down to the penny, but give some broad strokes to this is not gonna fit into your budget if you want to do this and this and this.
Oh, absolutely, and you said it right. Broad strokes. We do definitely give nice big wide ranges. I go, okay, so your house is probably going to cost between $350 and $450 a square foot to build. That's a really wide range, obviously, and that number varies depending on how much your square footage is. But one of the things that we do absolutely love here at Crosby Creations Home Designs is to work with your builder. So if we can work directly with your builder during the design phase, then we can really help the client stay on budget. If you don't have a builder, we have a list that we recommend that are, we've personally vetted ourselves, that are really, you know, good folks. So again, I hope that you'll consider Crosby Creations Home Designs for your next design project.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And, when it comes to when it comes to renovating a project, have you ever worked with homeowners that maybe are looking to kind of phase things in a little at a time so that they're not doing everything all at once?
Oh, absolutely. And again, that sort of goes back to that 50% rule. Sometimes they have to phase it out because they're going to exceed the 50%. So Or sometimes they phase it out just because their budget doesn't allow for them to do everything at once. So we actually provide phase one, two, three, and so on sets of plans for them, because a lot of times they'll have things sort of priced out knowing that that's going to maybe vary, but they actually get separate plan sets for each phase. So mm-hmm. I think that's real helpful to them and the builder.
Is back to that 50% rule again. So basically the homeowner would have an appraisal done on their house, and then let's say the house is worth $500,000. So the renovation of that house cannot exceed $250,000, or then they have to bring everything up to code if it exceeds the 50% value. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And that could include anchoring for hurricane and seismic. That could include foundation upgrades, electrical,
flood-ins,
HVAC, plumbing, those things that you really have to rip the whole house down to the studs in order to replace and get right and get up to code. It could definitely be a deal breaker for a lot of folks. And again, all these municipalities have different timelines. So Folly Beach is 10 years, Charleston County is 5 years, Isle of Palms is one day.
What's the time frame that you're mentioning?
So the time frame is that, like, Charleston County is 5 years. You have everything that happens in a 5 year period counts towards that 50%.
Gotcha.
So it's, and it's a running tally. So in year one, if you did $50,000 worth of renovations, by the time you get to the sixth year of that $50,000 will drop off. But if you did $20,000 a couple years later, that doesn't drop off until you get to that sixth year after that. So these municipalities have gotten very good at keeping tally. So another thing, if you buy a home, someone else renovated it before you bought it, the year before you bought it, even though it wasn't your project, that 50% follows the house, not the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. So it seems like it would be, and I've heard from real estate people who say that, you know, they might favor a particular appraiser because that appraiser might be friendly, I don't know the a good way to put it, but they might be willing to talk to the real estate person about, hey, this house needs to appraise at a certain value in order for the homeowners to be able to get the loan to buy the house. And so it seems like you would want the highest appraisal possible for the house to begin with, to try to avoid that 50% rule.
Yep, that's a very good scenario. I would agree that if you were in that boat, you'd want the high number for sure.
Uh-huh. When you get that appraisal, let's say it appraises for $500,000, and you're submitting your plans to the municipality, and they're adding up the values and stuff. Do they look at that appraisal of $500,000 and say, okay, now, you know, on our tax records, your house is only valued at $240,000, so we're going to adjust that up to $500,000 now that you have a current appraisal?
I have never been asked that question. I do not know the answer to that, Tim. Yeah. I don't know if they make adjustments.
They're sneaky,
to the property
those
value.
those government people in the building departments.
I'm not sure.
I don't mean that literally, but they're doing their job, which is to try to collect the most amount of taxes from you. And when a property changes hands, for example, most people are aware that the sale price of that property is now the new value of your house, and your taxes will go up accordingly. Maybe it was when you bought it, it was only $90,000, but now you sold it for $500,000. It's they're going to up your your taxes based on the sale price. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't know the answer to that either, but that seems like if you give them an appraisal, which they're going to require to determine whether you're going over 50% of the value, that they would probably use that to increase. You know, you're the one providing it to us, so it's not like we're sending out I can't remember what the people are called. Every 5 or 10 years, all the properties in town get their values readjusted and stuff. But interesting. Is there any? So I just mentioned like maybe getting the highest appraisal possible to avoid the 50%. Are there any other little tricks of the trade that you can share with our listeners to, you know, to try to avoid that 50% rule?
Not really. We're honest to a fault in our company. So I try to always give people the right answer that aligns with your municipality's guidelines and ordinances. I don't like to be sneaky. So I would say that, you know, yeah, if you can get an appraisal at the high end, that would probably be your biggest help. But pretty much everything else is, it kind of is what it is. It's sort of black and white in my world.
Right. Well, I didn't mean to imply doing anything sneaky or anything, but, you know, following the letter of the law, but just working within the system that you have to, you know. And one of the things that comes to mind is like I was talking to Jay Rotten at Melser Tile, and he has a lot of tile installer contractors that he talks to on a daily basis. They show up to pick up the tile to install it, and they have been the tile installers have been raising their prices. What they charge per square foot to install tile, mainly because they see that they can get it. There's such a demand in the Charleston area right now that they're like, you know, hey, why should we work for $8 per square foot when we can get $18 a square foot to install the so seems like the because of inflation, because of the high demand in Charleston for building and remodeling, that the value could also, if you come in with a bid that is higher today than it was, say, 5 or 10 years ago, that's going to also impact the 50% rule, it seems.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really valid point there. Again, it's really just a great idea to work with a reputable builder that can help, who has solid vendors and installers and subcontractors, because I think that there's maybe a little bit of an edge there because there's long-term relationships and these guys don't want to lose the business. The bubble isn't going to stay inflated forever here in Charleston. And there's those builders that I talk about are the ones that are going to be here to stay when things kind of even out.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not suggesting anyone do this, but it seems as though another way to perhaps work within the 50% rule system is, you know, maybe the bid you get, maybe you downplay that a bit. Maybe you are presenting a scope of work that is valued less, maybe on paper at least.
Maybe.
I'm not putting you, I don't mean to put you on the spot, Jody. I'm trying to serve our listeners, which, you know, everybody is pressed for funds these days, and would rather put our money into our own homes than to give it over to the local municipality that's going to be charging for to allow you to make these improvements in your house. But this has been a really interesting conversation, Jody, and I appreciate you taking the time. But how can folks get more information about Crosby Creations Home Designs?
They can call us directly at 843-998-0505 or find us online at crosby-creations.com.
Very good. And what's that website again?
crosby-creations.com.
Very good. And you can also find Crosby Creations Home Designs in the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking to architectural designer Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Design. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you, Tim.
And now I'd like to introduce our listeners to one of the Charleston Home and Design Magazine staffers, Lauren Zafert. Lauren, tell our listeners what you do at Charleston Home and Design Magazine.
I am a account manager there, and I work with about 60 different clients, maintaining their business, always getting new business. Maintaining relationships and just making sure our clients are happy and doing well.
Gotcha. So you're the person to talk to if a local company wanted to advertise, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Gotcha. And you help local businesses specifically who specialize in the home category, who are interested in connecting with homeowners who are looking to make improvements on their home. You help the local companies connect with those homeowners. Talk about that a little
bit. Well, we help them with the ad in the magazine, but what's so great about Charleston Home and Design is it's really not just about your ad in the magazine. Tim Barkley, our publisher, wants to make his clients happy and is all about everyone being successful. So what we offer in our added value package is pretty tremendous, and it's free. And I say free with capital letters. So you have your ad that the homeowners see, but they're also seeing you in so many other venues as well. One of the greatest things we offer is we do have free photography with every issue. So we're quarterly, and there's 4 issues a year. So that's 8 photo shoots, professional photo shoots that our clients get a year, one on the edit side and one on the ad side. And not only do they get those free photo shoots, they also get to keep the photos for free as well. And anyone that's in the business knows that that's quite a big expense. So they can then go use those photos on their own social media to advertise their company as well. Tim also reserves all edit for people that are advertising in our magazine to help grow their business. So anyone that's running in the magazine will get edit credit in every issue and edit mentions, which is great. And if you run a half page or higher, you get, which is my favorite thing in the magazine, you get a project file, which is 2 to 3 page editorial spread that talks about your company or a recent job that you just did, and our clients love it, and they do also get a lot of business from it. We have the radio show that we offer that we're doing right now that we offer our clients as well, which they get 1 radio show a quarter, and Tim will ask some questions, or you can supply questions, and it airs on 94.3, as you know. And then we have our home site delivery program, which is amazing as well. Tim, I keep mentioning Tim, how great he is, spends hours pulling permits on anyone building in the Charleston area, spending about $100,000 or more doing anything on their home. And he pulls those leads, and you have the opportunity to create an insert and give it to us. And we polybag the magazine twice a month, and we send it out to those homeowners that are doing those projects. So they're getting your insert in the mail. And then after we do that, we also email you those leads for free. So we're giving you free leads as well that you can go follow up on. And then we also have our social media, which you have Facebook mentions, Instagram mentions. We have our newsletter and our blog posts. So you're just kind of hitting the market in every area. And really all you're paying for is an ad, but you get all that in free added value.
Gotcha. That you covered a lot of ground there. yeah, and it all starts with whatever size ad that you want to that a company wants to purchase in that will run in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and then along with that, you're right, we do give an awful lot of added value. So you buy an ad, but then you also get tied in with quite a few freebies, and you mentioned, I'm just sort of reiterating some of the things that you mentioned, like we write about our local advertisers, and we're not we'll never go out on a limb and say this company is the best. Well, all we're going to do is we're going to write about their projects or some of the products that they sell. And these are things that people that are building custom homes and undergoing remodel projects, they're interested in reading about these different projects and products. So all we're interested in doing is helping to connect local businesses with local homeowners. And you mentioned, so the editorial, everything that is in Charleston Home and Design magazine is sourced locally. So all of the different projects that you read about, they're all right here in Charleston. You know, when you go online, sometimes you see some great products and stuff, or even different projects, and they might be out in California or something. So you don't really know where did that light fixture come from, or where did these cabinets come from. And we tell you all where to get them all locally. So we're really helping to connect our readers with the companies that are in Charleston Home and Design magazine. And you mentioned home site deliveries. That's our direct mail program, where I personally look through all the different building permits that are issued here in the Charleston area. And there's like 11 different municipalities that issue these building permits. So it's a lot of work to do that. But we mail the magazine to the people that have been issued a building permit for a custom home that they're building or a large remodel project. And we'll ask you, do you have any postcards or brochures? And we stuff those inside Charleston Home and Design magazine and put it inside a poly bag and mail that to the homeowner who is building that custom home or is doing that remodel project, because they are in the market. They're looking to buy flooring and lighting and countertops and all the building materials that go into a project. So we really are keyed in. Our entire staff, we have two professional photographers / graphic designers. We have two editors, and their job is devoted to helping our advertisers connect with our readers. So it's a really good program. We've been around for since 1999, so we're coming up on our 25th year, 25th anniversary in business. But Lauren, how can folks get in touch with you if we have a lot of local business owners that would be interested in talking to Lauren Zayfert? How can they reach you, Lauren?
They can call or text me at 917-573-2066, or they can shoot me an email at Lauren, and that's Loren, at newhomecharleston.com.
Gotcha. And that 917, what area code is that?
New York.
Oh, we won't hold that against you.
I couldn't give it up.
Well, I'm a Yankee like you are, and so hopefully people won't hold that against the two of us. But how long have you been in Charleston, Lauren?
About 10 years now.
10 years, and mm-hmm. you've got children, right?
Yes, I have two kids, a girl and a boy.
And they're very involved in athletics, and quite the stars, aren't they?
I would like to say so. Yes.
Well, good deal. Well, if you would like to talk to Lauren about possibly promoting your company, we are noticing that things are starting to slow down a little bit, and it hasn't been as crazy as it has been in the last couple of years. And a lot of local businesses have hired more people. They don't want to lay off those people. They want to keep them busy. And one of the greatest ways to do that is to talk to Charleston Home and Design magazine about how we can promote your business to the people that are currently that have projects in mind and are currently spending money on their homes. And I don't think there are very many other companies locally that can do that, and we can. So what's your number one more time, Lauren?
917-573-2066.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking to Lauren Zayfert. She is an account manager here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and she can help help grow sales in your business. Thanks so much, Lauren.
Thank you, Tim. Have a good day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.